Dear friends, in this portion of God's Word, the Apostle is speaking and he says to these Christians, he says, you want to give to the needs of the saints in other places. And he lists various places. And he says, so be ready. Have things in store. Think beforehand about the things that God has blessed you with and see how can you be a blessing to those who are in need. Especially beginning with the household of faith, beginning with God's people. So I say to you, dear friends, that in what way are you a blessing to those around you? Are you thoughtful about the needs of others? The things that God has blessed you with, do you keep in store? Do you prepare? Do you give of your tithes and offerings? Not only that, but when you see someone in need, do you prepare and are thoughtful to give what you can to be a blessing to them? And the Apostle Paul speaks here about the fact that it is the gospel of Jesus Christ that motivates us in our giving. The Lord here says that God blesses a cheerful giver, not somebody who is forced into it or as of necessity, he says, but somebody who is cheerful. Children, you receive gifts, don't you? You boys and girls at different times of the year, during maybe at a birthday time or something like that, you receive gifts. What about you, children? The things that you receive, do you ever think, I would like to give something? I would like to give a gift to someone. It is a very practical thing. Let us be always mindful to see the things that we are blessed with. Can also we use them to be a blessing to someone else. But here in this passage, the Lord is speaking about thankfulness and being able to give. There are certain words as well that needs explanation as well. For example, verse 13, it says, whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ. He says, what does that mean? Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, that experiment means experience. It means approval of this ministration means service. So when you read the word ministration in the Bible, it means service. He says, with this service that you perform, people think of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Think of what Christ has done for our souls. And so he finishes by saying, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. We ought to be thankful. We ought to be. If you are a Christian, you ought to be full of gratitude every single day, whatever your circumstance may be. Say, thanks be unto God. I'm so grateful unto God. Why? For his unspeakable gift. Who is that? Jesus Christ. Unspeakable gift. I cannot describe this gift. But I love him. And I thank God for him. Dear friends, one of the reasons why we gather together as a church like this, why are we gathering like this? Is to give thanks to God of his great mercy towards us through the Lord Jesus Christ. To hear his gospel and to thank God again as we are reminded of this truth that the Lord Jesus Christ, he saves sinners and he was our substitute. And now he also receives prayer. So the believers there are referred to as people who are a praying people in verse 14. They're not just a giving people, but a praying people. So even when we cannot give, we can give of our prayers. May God then bless us as we think about these things. Let us all come before God in prayer.